I'm Marcus Lemonis, and you're listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm on my way to Perimeter Mall, and I'm here to see Macaroon Queen, which is a very small startup in the dessert space. It's clear to me that Macaroon Queen has a good business model on a small scale, but this particular product possesses all the qualities needed to actually become a direct-to-consumer product and a big wholesale product. They want to grow, but they want to grow profitably.
A princess cake, two of the creme brulees.
I love French macaroons. I would almost call myself a macaroon snob.
Hi. How are you? I'm Marcus.
Hi, I'm Nina. Nice to meet you. Yes.
Pleasure to meet you, Finia.
Are you mom?
Yes.
Okay. This is a really beautiful display.
Thank you.
Look how colorful it is.
We wanted to make a place where macaroons were in the forefront.
Where did the idea to come from?
Well, it's a French cookie, and the origin is over 300 years old.
Are you guys French?
No. My real father is part European, but mom is Iranian.
Okay, cool.
I took two classes in Paris.
You went to macaroon making?
Yes. Now I'm the macaron queen.
Okay, I thought you were the macaroon queen.
No, I'm the princess. I'm the daughter.
Is this one of the hardest pastries in the world to make?
I would think, yes. It's called the Impossible Cookie. People always say, I tried it at home, it didn't come out right. So mom knew from reading these books why it's not coming out right. She condensed and slowly filtered her recipe.
And what's a busy day here, dollar-wise?
1,700.
What's a slow day?
400.
Now these days, everybody sells macaron for $3, but we sell them for $2 a piece.
I'm going to try a box of 25. I'm going to do taste testing. Red velvet?
Yes. Champagne. Key lime. French raspberry.
So I'm going to give you my honest opinion.
Okay, please.
I actually think this is the best macaroon I've ever had. By a lot. These had a cakey feel to it without collapsing. The flavors were very pronounced. And then I thought the fillings had their own personality to them.
Thank you.
As a potential investor, I need to get feedback. So I'm going to start bringing people in to come try them. Do y'all have a tray?
Yes.
Who would like to try a free macaroon? You got to give me feedback. Come on down. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Pick any flavor?
I'm going to get the chocolate.
Have you ever had a macaroon before?
Oh, yes. This is how this works.
Is it too hard, too soft?
Oh, no, it's a winner.
It's not too sweet. I might be a tough critic because I don't usually eat sweets. Man, that's good.
It's yummy, soft, rich.
Too soft?
No. Medium soft and good.
I think every macaroon is different depending on who bakes them.
How much do you think that one would be?
$3 to $5.
Separate from me loving desserts, I like the idea of entering into a space that isn't widely distributed. And there's something different about these desserts because they're small, they're really tasty, and you don't see them everywhere.
It does look elegant.
Why doesn't your color scheme here match the...
Actually, this color, they made a mistake because it's supposed to be Tiffany blue. And
well,
it came up this
what I wanted to mention is heart.
You just grabbed your mom's hand,
yes,
telling
I
her
did.
To be quiet.
No, I wanted to insert a fact.
And tell her to be quiet. Is this your only child?
Yes. You can tell?
Yeah, sure.
I really like you.
Well, I knew this would happen. I'm screwed.
I would almost describe Nina and her mom's relationship as almost two sisters. They really do respect each other. And you can tell by spending time with them that they both bring something very different to the table.
Do you do everything she tells you to do?
No.
Not when it comes to my business, no.
Is it your business?
Our business.
I've taken over since her heart surgery.
I had a heart surgery 2 years ago. I had been sick with heart problems since I was 7. One day in the bakery, I fall. And I call her, and she called ambulance, and I go to the hospital. So she
How scary was that?
Very scary. We've shifted roles. I, essentially, not in the food industry, open our commissary kitchen. I'm not a chef. I'm not a baker.
But you did it to do your mom the right thing.
I did.
Inside of every business, there's a story of why they got in the business, how they got there, and the troubles that they've had. And the fact that Finia has had real health scares puts a lot of pressure on the business.
Nina designed the kiosk.
Beautiful.
She was in fashion when she was younger.
I started as a designer. I was designing for a manufacturer. So he had like 12 labels, and that's what I did.
International distribution or just
fashion? Yes, international.
You should be very proud.
Those are good days.
You've done a great job. Every day is a good day.
She's so kind, and she told me, Mom, don't worry about it. Your passion is my passion. But sometimes I think this took her life away from what she was doing before.
I respect Nina because she's loyal to her mother, and she truly has put her own dreams and her own wants aside to support her family's business. But I wonder if over time resentment builds up, and then all of a sudden she's going to be gone.
So I'll meet you guys at the commissary.
Okay.
And we'll learn more.
Okay. See you soon. Little bit. This is the delivery entrance.
This whole thing is yours?
Yes.
I want to see exactly what the process is. If this is the miracle cookie or the hardest cookie in the world to make, I want to understand exactly how they're doing it.
That's my husband.
Hi, sir. I'm Marcus. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
So can you give me a tour?
Sure.
So these are the shells.
Mm-hmm.
You're the shell maker.
So Dad knows the recipe for the shell. The shell, no one knows the recipe. Mom has had offers to write books, have classes, but she felt like someone might steal her recipe and go do their own business. So she kept it very close to her heart.
How are you, ma'am? I'm Marcus.
I'm Zion. Pleasure
to meet you. So you do not know the recipe?
No.
We've had a hard time, honestly, keeping employees.
No, but the business won't go anywhere. This isn't like a macaroon incubator.
If this business truly is going to grow, with me or without me, it's going to need to be able to scale production. And if the recipe isn't available to anybody, then I guess this thing isn't going to make more than the two of them could make.
Part of knowing the recipe is the experience in looking at the batter and with your eye knowing when it's right.
It's a science.
Would you like to go in the fridge?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. So this room, I can put macaroon shells here without a cover, and it ages faster. This is pre-sold. This isn't dated, but
pre-sold,
for example, our wholesale clients.
Okay. Who do you wholesale to?
Bubble tea clients, coffee shops.
Is there more demand in the marketplace for wholesale?
Yes, but beyond what we do here, we couldn't handle. Mom wants us to focus on the mall.
A lot of business owners struggle with being able to determine the difference in profitability between retail and wholesale. Because on the surface, they look at just the actual cost of making the product, and they forget about all the other factors. And so I just need to lay it out for them.
Here's what I want you to think about. You know you have strong demand. You know you have capacity room. You know you're underutilizing your facility. Why aren't you producing more?
Can you hold on 1 second? Are you sweating? Are you
yes,
okay?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure my heartbeat is okay.
More
Let's
than
check
usual.
It.
When you're sweating beads.
92.
Is that high?
For her, yeah. Her pills put her heartbeat in 50-something.
That's what macaron does to you.
Finia's heart problem presents an issue to her health, but it also presents a huge issue to the business. My ultimate goal here is to create a business model that allows Finia to be a member of the team, not the only member of the team. I'm not interested in making things worse for her.
We're going to wrap it up. The next time we meet, we'll sit down and we'll go over the financials and we'll talk about the business. Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Let me move the dessert out of the way. I've never seen him go to anyone's house.
Hi. Wow.
This is the first time I've actually ever gone to someone's house to look at their financials.
Thank you for doing this, by the way.
You're welcome.
So
my
nice
pleasure.
Finia made me a Middle Eastern meal like my mother would, so I have to remember as I go in there not to get sucked in by this motherly love and that this is still a business deal. I have a feeling it's going to be hard.
Food's wonderful.
I'm glad you like it.
Love it. So do you have financials that we can look at?
Yes, mm-hmm. Sure.
In 2017, you did $390,000 of revenue. The net profit, $77,000 mm-hmm. for 2018, last year. Mm-hmm. $369,000 was mm-hmm. the revenue after all the expenses, mm-hmm. $73,000 profit. The business does less than $500,000, but it makes money. What we're going to want to understand is what the true net yield is in wholesale and in retail. Which one is actually more lucrative?
Yes.
The cost to fulfill in retail, $1.39. What is the cost to fulfill
probably
the wholesale?
Probably 10 cents.
So 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
The cost to manufacture a single macaroon is 39 cents. With retail, an additional cost of $1.39 is added to the product because of the kiosk rental, the delivery, the employees, and the insurance. Wholesale, the additional cost to the product is about 10 cents between easy packaging and the delivery. The retail macaroon sells for $2.08, and the wholesale macaroon sells for $1.15. Gross profit for retail, 30 cents. Gross profit for wholesale is 66 cents. The real profitability is in wholesale. All right, so here's sort of where I'm at. I want to make
Thank
an offer.
You.
What I would like to do is invest in $100,000 increments. The $100,000 increments would be based on achieving certain production levels without compromising any quality. And the total amount of money that would be out there would be $500,000. For each $100,000, I would want 10% of the business, no less than 10%.
So you want, at the end, you want 50% partnership.
So okay. Let me recap. So the way that I'm setting this up is that for every $100,000, I would want 10%. You don't have to take the 100. You have the right to take the 100. Essentially, what I want them to do is to prove out their thesis step by step along the way and actually earn the investment and prove to me that, number one, they know what they're going to do with the money. And number two, they don't end up taking more money than they need. I don't believe the business needs $500,000. But if it goes from making 1 million macaroons a year to 10, I'll be glad to invest the balance of the money. If the business can make its own money, it won't need my money. That is my offer. And when it comes to the finances, I'm in charge of them. So what do you want to do?
I take your offer.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. The macaroon queen. Okay.
Thank you. Yay.
I make this the best $100,000 you have ever invested.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hi, partner.
Hi, partner. I just want to recap what we're doing, where we're going. You know, as all of you know, we all agreed to do a deal together.
Yeah.
But ultimately, at the end of the day, the company has to define who it wants to be when it grows up. And if it wants to be a small city of Atlanta kiosk.
That's not what we are shooting for.
What are we shooting for? Why don't you tell
me? We are shooting for the moon.
Okay. This business could be super profitable. But in order for that to happen, changes have to happen. First of all, we need to pivot away from retail and focus more on wholesale and direct-to-consumer, where the margins are way higher. And in order to grow the revenue, we're going to have to find a co-packer, someone that can actually accomplish the larger production runs. And lastly, we're going to have to figure out ways for Finia to monetize her expertise and her knowledge, either through a book or selling her recipes. But the most important thing that will come out of this, it'll allow Finia to find the balance between work and preserving her health. How much is your rent at the mall?
$5,408 per month.
And how much time is left on it?
End of November next year.
Ultimately, I think the mall is a dead weight. They're spending a lot of time thinking about how to deliver to the kiosk and who was going to staff the kiosk. And if they took all that time and energy and just allocated it all to wholesale,
with double the gross profit, then it was obvious to me. The kiosk is a giant waste of time.
If you're going to be direct to consumer and wholesale, then be that. Don't also be running a mall stand. It's a distraction right now.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good to see you.
How are you?
I'm taking Nina and Finia to Silverland Bakery in Chicago. It's a commercial co-packer that specializes in state-of-the-art equipment with state-of-the-art production. In order for this business to grow to the wholesale level that I'm expecting it to, I need to find somebody that can help me with volume.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
So am I going to be in trouble with three Persian women?
Yes.
Come on in. Very hot.
So, say you want a truckload shipped to California. A truckload is 22 pallets, up to 24 pallets.
So the way to think about this is she produces, she stores it, and then we have to provide the logistics and the storage on the other side. So it just becomes a logistics game. Why don't you guys take her through the process?
Okay. So are these French or Italian?
It's a secret recipe. I had to work on it and adjust it so many times to get the right texture and all that. It has to process.
So by processing, you mean you mix the almond flour with the powdered sugar and mix that together.
Yeah, we have to run them and first and then add to each other, you know, get it to the point that we want.
Well, that's something we'll have to work together, yes. Because I don't believe in doing anything extra, mm-hmm. Because that adds labor costs.
With macaron, the batter is very, very sensitive.
Processing our flour and sugar is one day.
Are you doing some sort of magic voodoo to the flour?
No. We run it to our eye and perfection.
She doesn't like to tell anybody about the recipe.
I need her to understand that the reason to share the recipe with more than one person is that she does have a health issue. God forbid something happened to her. Without the documentation of the process and knowing the exact ingredients, what are we left with? A name and a kiosk?
You know what? In manufacturing, that stuff's got to go out the door.
This is an important thing, though. Athena does millions and millions of products a year. All she's suggesting is you're doing all these things over in the corner so nobody sees it, but there is a written process that could be installed that would accomplish the same thing. It doesn't have to be like Columbo's trying to figure it out.
Costco sells macarons. I don't know what kind they sell, but
that's not macaron. I get insulted. I go and they said French macaron. No, that
makes
should be illegal.
Makes them want to change the name. They misunderstand the product.
To call something like that French macaron, no, never. I get insulted. It's a secret recipe. We run it to our eye and perfection.
Any manufacturing plant in the United States, when your crew is making a recipe, as they go through the recipe, they check it off and put their initials on it.
All she's suggesting is, as you go bigger, the requirements to process in a certain manner becomes more regulated. You disagree?
Yes, completely.
We have a proprietary recipe, and that's our process we created in our kitchen.
Your product is going to be different. The macaron shell is not going to be the same.
It's not completely different, actually. It's just documented.
So that there is no possibility. Otherwise, you know, your quality control is out the window.
Yes.
In order to grow the business and get a return on my money and make money for her, Finney is going to have to open her mind to the fact that there are different ways to skin the cat. Athena has lots of expertise of taking homegrown businesses and giving them the resources and the tools to be nationwide.
How many do you think this facility could crank out?
Crank out millions of them.
Did you hear that answer?
Yes, millions. You know, I am learning. You want me to learn?
I want you to be happy.
I think there is a possibility there and we have to try it.
Okay.
Okay.
Unless you don't want to make more money.
No, I want to make more money.
Okay.
I can't wait to see your store.
I love it. It's so pretty.
Okay.
Wow.
So we'll gorgeous. Set this down. I asked Finia and Nina to do an event at my store in downtown Chicago. And I had a couple of objectives. Number one, I wanted outsiders to give me some feedback about the product as we look to expand into other markets and find new wholesale clients. There are potentially different wholesale buyers that are here tonight. I want to get feedback on the product. What do they think of the flavors? What do they think of the taste? Mm-hmm. And really engage with them. So I want to give you guys the chance to set
okay,
up.
Yes.
Mom, pile them all in here.
Would you like to try a macaron? So we have the sugar candy on top to give you that little crunch.
This is fantastic.
Thank you.
Delicious. Not too sweet. I can taste a little of the berry in there.
A brownie might be 4 times the calorie of a macaron. And it's gluten-free.
Ooh, it's even better.
Have you had a macaron like this before?
No. They've always been a little harder. Yes.
What do you think of the texture?
I love it. It's nice and soft and creamy.
I would definitely buy this.
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
So I want to give you guys some feedback.
Okay.
I don't feel like you guys ask questions.
Okay, so
what did you think
learn.
Of the flavor? What would you change? No, not so you can learn. So you can learn and engage with them. The number one thing that a good salesperson has to do is ask a lot of questions, determine what their feedback is, understand what their likes and dislikes are, and sell something to them. So the more they tell you that they like something, the more they fall in love with it.
I get it.
Okay?
Okay.
Would you guys like to try our macaroons?
I love it. It's delicious.
What do you love about it?
I like that the strawberry is not too much.
Okay.
It's just kind of like a hint, but vanilla really brings it out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
They seem to just want to deliver a beautiful cookie and move on to the next customer. And if they're going to grow their wholesale business, they're going to need to continue to gather data and to dialogue with people.
We have 5 restaurants.
Oh, wonderful.
So I think your macaroons would be a great fit.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
really super cool. Too.
I mean, do people look good on me or like...
Absolutely.
What do you think I should style it with?
Well, what do you want to wear it with? Like, for what?
Nina went into that fashion environment, and it was almost like she lights up.
I think heels for sure.
Okay.
And then jeans.
You can see the true passion and happiness in her, and it's a concern for me. She's back there selling people clothes.
No joke. I know.
I really think this would look good on you. With your body and heels, this would look super hot.
That is what she loves to do.
You could do just like a tank, or you could wear it open.
What are you doing, lady?
Oh, I was just helping someone.
Trusting
back.
Somebody?
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is go take a walk with the two of you.
Okay.
We're going to go sit down, have a drink, and just we'll chat about something.
Yeah.
We're going to go right in here.
All right. After you, Mom.
It's a complete city, Chicago.
Yeah. So let me tell you what I wanted to talk to the two of you about.
Okay.
I feel like you both love each other so much. I think that's part of why I like doing business with you guys. But ultimately, I feel like the two of you are trying to make each other happy. And I don't think you should give up your dreams for anybody. And I don't think your mother wants you to give up your dreams. Do you?
No, I don't want her to give up her dreams. I want her to be happy, of course.
She happy today?
No.
Are you happy?
I mean...
well, you have to be
Nina,
truthful.
I need you to cut the
No, I know.
Are you happy or not?
No, Nini, don't cry. Don't cry.
I love you, Mom.
I know you love me, baby.
Nina's undying loyalty to her mother is definitely one of her strongest character attributes. But deep down, I really believe that Nina's true love and true passion is the fashion industry.
You don't have to work me to love me.
Where do you want to go from here? Are you happy?
You know, I want her to realize her dreams, that's all.
Are you happy, yes or no?
If you ask my husband,
Nina,
he'd say no.
You're not.
I just want you to know that I'm proud of you and I would do anything for you. And I'm also sorry that I couldn't take it to the level it deserved on my own.
That's okay.
That's part of my unhappiness.
I think there's a way for you to do both.
Yeah, and that's nothing for me. I've done way more.
I want Finia and Nina to understand that while I want them to work their tails off and be totally committed to this business, I also want them to have a balance. And if Nina has some interests outside of this business, I'm totally fine with her pursuing those as long as it doesn't compromise this.
You have some thinking to do, because I want to know how we're going to move you forward. I'll see you guys
tomorrow.
Thank
you so much, Marcus.
I'll see you tomorrow. I'm glad that you opened up about Steph.
Thank you.
So what I want to do here today is prove that we have the process in place to hit the volume that we need to, mm-hmm. whether it's inside or with the co-packer.
Yes.
And that we're not putting too much stress on you. I set up a meeting in Atlanta with the Intercontinental Hotel. Now, they're one of the world's largest chains. In fact, they have 68,000 rooms worldwide. And I thought it would be a good idea to start in Atlanta, right in a market that they understand. The question is, do they actually understand how to sell wholesale? And do they understand that this is going to more than double, triple, quadruple, whatever anything at a kiosk could do?
Nice to see you. I'm Marcus.
Chef Joseph.
Chef Joseph, nice to meet you. These are my partners. So, do you make a French macaroon today in-house?
No, we don't. We don't have a pastry chef. We outsource, you know, macaroons. We outsource some dessert items. So our pastry expense is large.
We can vary size, and we can also make custom flavors.
I think you should try the Grand Marnier.
Okay.
It's a dark chocolate.
I think the orange peel is nice and adds a different texture to it.
Yes.
The shells are soft, still have the crisp of the meringue on the outside, which is great.
What do you not like about it?
I would have wanted maybe more on the Grand Marnier.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
I prefer some of the lighter flavors, so I love a great vanilla macaroon.
Our vanilla is right here if you want to try.
Strong. It's aromatic. That's a perfect example of what I would be looking for.
How do we have to think about being price competitive to earn the business?
We're a large convention hotel, so we always appreciate deals. You know, the more we purchase, maybe the better price.
Mm-hmm. We would love to get your business.
What if the agreement is more in terms of bulk purchasing?
It brings your price down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have two local vendors that we currently use. Right now, we're paying anywhere between 89 cents and $1.15-ish mm-hmm. per piece. So we would want to stay competitive. But for a great product,
can we do that?
Yes.
That would be what we can do.
I think that's really what we'd be more looking at.
If we can talk about the minimum purchase.
Keep it to these specific days.
That's what we do locally.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's become clear to me that there is a ton of demand for Macaroon Queen's product. Finding a qualified, large-scale co-packer to produce these macaroons is more important than ever. The demand is there. Now we have to fulfill it.
Awesome. Thank you. Looking forward to doing some business.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is huge. How many square feet is this?
It's 45,000, and our other, the gluten facility, is 55,000.
And what do you guys specialize in here?
Cookies, sweets, baked goods.
I can't believe how big this operation is. This is a legitimate co-packer that's going to be able to produce millions of macaroons a year, taking all the pressure off Finney.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you? So what are we doing?
We are making French macaron.
Are we using a recipe book or what are we doing?
No, the recipe is here. Yeah, I know. We are going to share with them.
Is it the real recipe?
He knows you.
Should I have two recipes?
Well, you haven't been willing to share your recipe since I met you.
Well, you never asked for it.
I mean, he didn't ask you to write it down, but he did tell you.
I did ask you to write it down.
Finia, I love you, but you haven't written anything down. I thought it was funny initially, but we're now standing in a 100,000 square foot factory with a legitimate co-packer, and she's still pushing back on her recipe.
You see, my heartbeat went to 105.
Is 105 high?
105 for me is high. I have to be 50.
So you don't have the recipe. I don't have the recipe, but it's in your head. And your heart rate is high. Do you have it written down?
Yeah.
This is the recipe.
A recipe isn't just ingredients.
Technique.
We need to write it down. Not just for me, for mankind. While I don't want to get upset with her, a recipe isn't just rattling things off. It's the ingredients and the process that goes with it. You know that, and I know that. Now write this down. That was one of the conditions of our deal.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
Next ingredient.
This is the coloring.
How much coloring?
Full tablespoon.
Okay, what's next?
400 grams of granulated sugar.
With a little bit of a nudge, Finney is now starting to understand that with this professional chef there who's going to be in charge of the co-packing facility, that she has to start sharing things. And Nina's taking notes, and we're starting to make some progress. How much almond and powdered sugar combination? Are you checking your heart rate?
Yeah, I have to. I don't.
It's hot in here.
My heart can we does
just,
not show.
Can we pause 1 second? Let him do that. You're good. Keep going.
Oh, I'm 139. I have to.
Okay. Let's just take a quick break.
I can appreciate that, Finia. She's being asked to do a lot of things. Meet with different co-packers, meet new wholesale clients, write your recipe down. It's a lot for any person.
We are 139, I have to be 56.
You keep breathing.
I don't know if she's not getting enough sleep or she's just excited, but she's starting to get worked up, and it freaked everybody out. For sure it freaked me out.
She's 160, Marcus, okay. Let's sit.
Let's get a chair.
Let's go sit.
Nina, you see how aggravating this is?
You're not dizzy, are you?
Let's just get her some water. Finia, can you do me a favor? Can you just look at me and just not look at your watch just for a minute?
Thank you.
Let's get the pill. Let's get the water. Mm-hmm. There we go. Everybody's relaxed. Mm-hmm. Her heart rate got up to 166. It's supposed to be like 56.
Take deep breaths.
We got done what we needed to get done at the co-packer. The recipe's documented, and I don't want to push her. Right now, it's let's take a beat and just slow down.
Keep breathing, Mom.
I think we break down and we get the crew. Let's get out of here. Now that Macaroon Queen has nailed down a relationship with the co-packer, Nina's able to go out and find other wholesale clients.
Are you Tony?
Yes.
I'm Nina.
Nina, nice to meet you.
Like Mr. Green Tea and Snow Days, who specialize in specialty desserts.
Very cool. It's a perfect fit.
See, that's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Nina.
Yes, a pleasure meeting you too.
And we also need to continue to find ways for Finia to monetize her knowledge of the macaroon space. And a good way to do that is for her to publish a macaroon cookbook.
We are a 17-year-old independent publisher. We do a wide variety of different kinds of books.
Everybody asks me, do you have a book?
Wow, that is amazing. That could be a successful book.
All right, guys. What we're going to do is Alex Torres, who has been doing our gelato for a very long time, he's going to be taking over the lease, the kiosk.
And they've even signed over the lease of their kiosk at the mall, which allows them to focus exclusively on wholesale and keep the customer of the kiosk as a wholesale customer.
Mom and I will take a back seat. And then hopefully the goal is that if any of you guys want to have a kiosk like this or you want to elevate into other positions in the company, these positions are being created.
Look, I have to admit that the progress we're making at Macaroon Queen has been unbelievable. But there's one more thing.
All right, group hug, guys. Group hug.
Like I'm crying.
No, it's okay.
You excited?
Yes.
I reached out to the CEO of Weight Watchers, now WW, Mindy Grossman, who's like a pioneer and badass in the world of business. She agreed to take a meeting with her staff and Nina and I in New York.
Oh, wow. Okay. Look at how cool this is.
I know. Look at all this food.
To tell you that I'm excited would be a giant understatement.
It's colorful like our macaroons.
Okay. Do you want to get set up?
Yes.
I'm kind of bummed that your mom's not here.
Oh, I'm very bummed too.
With all of the health scares and all the travel required and the excitement,
I thought it would be a good idea if Phineas stayed back in Atlanta.
Hi, I'm Patsy. Nice to meet you, Marcus.
So this is Nina's meeting.
Okay, well, I want to start off by first saying thank you very much for letting me represent my family business on behalf of my mother. Weight Watchers has actually been a part of our family for over a decade. I found it to help me have a healthy relationship with food. I don't know if you have in-house production or do you outsource?
We have a core group of suppliers that we work very closely with. Okay. Within our ecosystem, we have 4.6 million subscribers. And in each country, we're looking at food partners. Can I taste one? Please start eating.
So we tried to make the color coordinate. This is caramel chocolate.
Oh my God, that's so good.
This has cocoa in it. That one is double dark chocolate.
Do you notice the lack of air in them?
That's what I was looking for.
I think the first thing is really to get the nutrition side to understand the point values for the different ones.
I've calculated it's like on the edge of 1.5 to 2, and so they're not fattening.
Points are very important to our members. Have you ever just done a mini version of it?
Yes, we have the ability to do anything. You have low calorie, you have gluten-free.
No artificial ingredients, no artificial sweeteners, no preservatives.
No.
While I'm sitting there watching Nina with these two executives and hit it, answer the questions and put a beautiful presentation together, I was very proud.
What is the shelf life?
That's what I was going to say next. I would sell these in the frozen food section because that way you have a year.
What if it's not frozen? What's the shelf life?
If it's not frozen in the refrigerator, on display, in a store, it's 5 to 7 days.
We have challenges in that regard. We don't have freezers or refrigerators in our studios. Our products do need a decent shelf life, so that would be a challenge for us. But you do ship direct to consumer.
Yes. It's going to largely be a direct to consumer business.
Okay.
I mean, we do have elevated studios. You could at some point see a mini freezer that actually is branded that you can take the product.
Sure. I would like to get Weight Watchers certified.
Are there any products out there that get a stamp or a certification of some kind?
Our idea is that WW becomes the mark of this is a healthier option for you.
Good housekeeping.
But still being delicious.
I've learned that it's about science, facts, and knowledge.
I think that's really important. If you can take the science and then apply deliciousness,
the presentation of it all is the win.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. It would be great to have you connect with the nutritionists and the science team. And then at the same time, we could partner.
That would be a dream come true.
Should we FaceTime Mom so she could say hi?
Yeah, can we do that? Sure. I would love that.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Mom, hi, Mom.
How are you?
Beautiful product, wonderful story, thinking of ways how we can help support each other's efforts to help people lead healthier lives.
That would be wonderful. That's my dream.
We love you. We'll call you later, okay?
Feel good.
This is the kind of relationship that is a big game changer. Huge.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
really
more than
appreciate
welcome.
It. We're looking
it is definitely one of the biggest wins in small business history for me. It was that big of a deal for me.
You know what I thought we could do? We could just sit here and chat real quick.
I would love to.
We'll put you in the queen chair. So I had a specific thing that I wanted to talk about. We've had a lot of dialogue about Nina's dreams. We've talked about fashion. And so with the Weight Watchers opportunity and with all the wholesale and the co-packers and all these great things happening, I guess your mom and I wanted to hear from you what you want to do.
Well, in all honesty, I'm not a quitter. So because of all the great things that are happening and the possibilities, I want to see them through. I don't want to leave my mom here and then it all fall apart. You can't replace me that easily.
So, did you hear that? It sounds like she's negotiating.
Just like my daughter.
She's just like you.
The fact that Nina committed to the business long-term gives me comfort as a business person. It also gives me a lot of respect for her as an individual. And she knew it was important to her mom. With Nina fully engaged and taking over the development side, Finia can focus on her health and still own the business.
What we have to acknowledge is that your heart condition is real. We need to make sure that we protect your health because this business will be much better with you, 100%. You prove to other people that there's no excuses. You could have heart surgery on Tuesday and making macaroons on Wednesday.
Yes, that's true.
I'm going to shoot for that.
I thought you were shooting for the moon.
I am shooting for the moon.
Can we sell some more macaroons first?
Yes.
Okay. You've been listening to The Profit, the podcast from CNBC. I'm Marcus Lemonis. For more of The Profit, subscribe today wherever you listen.